Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Weekly. I'm Patty Smith, and it is the midpoint of the season for the Houston Texans. The 3-5 team is fresh off their bye week as they prepare to take on the undefeated Cincinnati Bengals on the big stage of Monday Night Football. Now the Texans are also 3-5 all-time on Monday Night Football, and they've used this bye week to sort of rest up, recharge, and prepare for the big stage.
You know, everybody got a chance to recharge your batteries, and that's a good thing about the bye week, you know, and hopefully guys were able to get healthy and things like that.
I feel really good. I feel great. It was definitely good. Very important to get that time, and I feel very good. So I'm ready to roll.
Feels great. Get that rest. We needed it. It was at the right time, so, you know, ready to go.
DeAndre, any extra juice playing on Monday Night Football?
You know, it's always in the back of your head as Monday Night Football, and you're the only game on, but you got to approach it like any other game.
We're fortunate to be, you know, having an opportunity to be in the position we're in, you know what I mean, to still control our destiny somewhat heading into the second half. And that's all we're really concerned with. You know, we're not worried about the positives or the negatives that we took from the first half. We're moving on. We have a big, big game against an undefeated team on the road Monday night, and it's a big opportunity for us as a team to go out and start the second half out on a good note.
Monday night is always awesome. I mean, growing up, you know, you see Sunday night and Monday Night Football, that's prime time. And everybody want to look good and want to play good. So, well, guess what? We have our opportunity this Monday, prime time game against a team that's 8-0, and nobody, like you said, nobody giving us a shot but ourselves. So I like being underdog. That's not a problem to me. You know, I haven't been much in my career, but at the same time, it makes me even want it even more. Being under doubt and everybody counting out, because I like to point fingers at the end of the day. So hopefully we can do it this week.
And the offense for the Bengals is rolling as well. In fact, they are third in the NFL, averaging 28.6 points per game. And the Houston Texans defense knows they have their hands full.
Well, you understand that they're 8-0. They're doing something good, you know, to be 8-0 and all that. So, you know, you respect them, but we understand that we got to play our game, play, you know, electrifying, start fast, and also we want to finish strong and all that. And so we'll just go in there, play our game plan, and just, you know, come out, try to come out with a win.
It starts up front with us defensively, being able to stop the run. They do everything well. So we got to play real sound on defense, control our gaps, and understand where our weakness is at times. And understand when we have our strengths, we need to take advantage of it. So there's some things that they show on film that they like to do, and we got to be ready for it.
We feel we match up really well with this team. We feel it's going to be a really good football game, and we're just excited for the opportunity going out there on the national stage and, you know, proving we're a lot better football team than what we put forth in the first half of the season.
And the defense also tied a franchise record with 7 sacks against the Tennessee Titans, which brings us to our big stop by break check, and that is those 7 sacks. 3.5 of them coming from outside linebacker Whitney Mercilus, another 2.5 from J.J. Watt. That gives J.J. 65.5 career sacks, passing DeMarcus Ware for third most sacks in a player's first 5 seasons in NFL history, and set a single game career high with 10 quarterback hits against the Titans as well. And offensively, quarterback Brian Hoyer is feeling quite comfortable as well. In fact, he is coming off a franchise record-setting 5 consecutive games with at least 2 touchdowns. He's obviously found his rhythm with DeAndre Hopkins. Nate Washington got into the mix against the Titans. This week, he looks to have Cecil Shorts and Ryan Griffin back as weapons, and I had a chance to catch up with him as he prepares for Monday night.
It's a big game. I think, obviously, you get to play on Monday night. You're the only game on. Everybody's watching. I think for us, it's a great opportunity. It's also a great challenge. Cincinnati is a great team, obviously 8-0. They're playing really well. So for us, especially offensively, it's going to be a challenge. They're very sound defense, have a lot of great players.
I had a chance to just talk to Bill O'Brien kind of about the first half, and kind of really since you've been the guy that's been getting all the reps, he says he's really liked what he's seen as far as chemistry from not only the receivers but the running backs, the whole offense, because you are out there kind of getting, like I said, all the reps and are the guy now. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, it's really about this new season. You know, the next eight games, come out and give everything we have. When you think about it, it's really a short time in our lives for us to come in here, you know, put in the extra effort and do everything we can to win the games. And I think as far as offensively, you know, having that continuity game after game, now it's a regular season, you know, there's nothing like game reps. And we keep building that chemistry and talking and learning from things and continue to do the things well that we're doing, I think. You know, that's kind of our plan, and we're taking it one day at a time and one game at a time.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you and I have talked before, and you've told me you've, since high school through college, whether it's New England, wherever, you've always kind of had to look over your shoulder, and you've always kind of had to compete and fight for every job, every position you've had. Is this kind of a time where you're not looking over your shoulder now and you're afforded sort of that comfort level for really maybe the first time?
I think for me, it's always trying to keep the same mentality because it keeps you that edge. I think regardless if someone's on your team or not, there's always someone coming for your job in this business. You know, quarterback, whoever it is. There's always a draft. There's always free agency. So for me, it's just focusing on what I can do to be the best quarterback for this team. And I think, you know, looking over your shoulder, I think that's kind of a you know, philosophical term. You know, for me, it's when I'm out there, I'm worried about playing. I'm not worried about anything else.
So as you look at these Cincinnati Bengals, what are the biggest challenges that they pose for you as a quarterback defensively?
I think, you know, like I said, they're just a sound defense. They have guys that have been in the system for a long time, a lot of continuity, you know, and then on top of that, great players. There's a lot of first-round draft picks over there, and they're coached really well. So I think, you know, it starts up front with their front seven, and then you go on the back end, and you got two really good safeties in Nelson Iokah, and then the corners. I mean, really, they have four really good corners over there. So it's just about, you know, rotating those guys in. And for us, we have to, you know, be smart and, you know, be patient because they are a team that makes you earn everything that you get.
All right, we've taken our first time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll be joined by Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith. Stay with us.